Principle 6.6. Recognize that if the people who have the power don't want to operate by principles, the principled way of operating will fail. Ultimately, power will rule. This is true of any system. For example, it has repeatedly been shown that systems of government have only worked when those with the power value the principles behind the system more than they value their own personal objectives. When people have both enough power to undermine a system and a desire to get what they want that is greater than their desire to maintain the system will fail. For that reason, the power supporting the principles must be given only to people who value the principled way of operating more than their individual interests or the interests of their faction, and people must be dealt with in a reasonable and considerate way so that the overwhelming majority will want and fight for that principle-based system. To get the people right. While we talked about an organization's culture in the last section, its people are even more important because they can change the culture for better or for worse. A culture and its people are symbiotic. The culture attracts certain kinds of people, and the people in turn either reinforce or evolve the culture based on their values and what they're like. If you choose the right people with the right values and remain in sync with them, you will play beautiful jazz together. If you choose the wrong people, you will all go over the waterfall together. Steve Jobs, who everyone thought was the secret to Apple's success, said, "The secret to my success is that we've gone to exceptional lengths to hire the best people in the world." I explain this concept in the next chapter. Remember that the who is more important than the what. Anyone who runs a successful organization will tell you the same. Yet most organizations are bad at recruiting. It starts with interviewers picking people they like and who are like them, instead of focusing on what people are really like and how well they will fit in their jobs and careers. As I describe in Chapter 8, hire right because the penalties for hiring wrong are huge, to hire well, one needs a more scientific process that precisely matches people's values, abilities, and skills with the organization's culture and its career paths. You and your candidate need to get to know each other. You have to let them interview your organization, and you have to honestly convey to them what it's like, warts and all, and be crystal clear about what you can expect from each other. But even then, after you both say yes, you won't know if you have a good fit until you've lived together in your work and your relationships for a while. The interviewing process doesn't end when employment begins, but transitions into a rigorous process of training, testing, sorting, and most importantly, getting in sync, which I describe in Chapter 9, Constantly Train, Test, Evaluate, and Sort People. I believe that the ability to objectively self-assess, including one's own weaknesses, is the most influential factor in whether a person succeeds, and that a healthy organization is one in which people compete not so much against each other as against the ways in which their lower-level selves get in the way. Your goal should be to hire people who understand this, equip them with the tools and the information they need to flourish in their jobs, and not micromanage them. If they can't do the job after being trained and given time to learn, get rid of them. If they can, promote them.